Fuck, true. You wouldn't be answering if you weren't. Sorry, I'll just leave you alone. No, no, no. It's nothing too important. It can wait until morning. Good night. Huh? Shit, shit, shit. Don't get up. Don't get out of bed. No, please. Fine, fine. I'm coming in. Just don't move, okay? Don't turn on the lights. Keep it dark. You'd probably blind us or something. Do you mind if I slide in with you? You can say no if you're uncomfortable with it. It's no big... Oh, thanks. Don't tease me like that. I only ever do this when there's a thunderstorm outside, okay? I saw on my weather app yesterday that, there was, like, a huge storm rolling in tonight, so I wanted to play it safe. Shit, I've always been a bad liar. Red-handed, good sir, red-handed. So, I just wanted, since it's Valentine's Day and all, to, you know, yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you too, Rumi. I know that it's still the middle of the night, but it's also 12:01. And I've had this idea racing through my head all day yesterday. I just couldn't wait until morning, you know? Well, my idea. First, can I ask that you please not laugh at me about it, okay? Pinky promise? You barely squeezed my pinky, but I'll take it. Fine, here goes. I kinda overheard you on the phone the other day talking with your guy friends about not having a date for Valentine's Day. I know you always joke about being fine flying solo and whatnot. Yeah, you make it so obvious how much of a Sigma male you are, dork. Your taste in memes is shit, you know that? But as I was saying, you're always telling me that you're fine just being single, but, I don't know. I just feel otherwise. You joke about it, but I feel like it bothers you deep down. No. I didn't wake you up to rub it in your face. It's just, I care about you. I worry about you. I just wish you had enough confidence to know that you could honestly pull any girl you want. Don't scoff at me. I swear, if you could see through my eyes just for like 5 minutes while we're out shopping or something, you'd clearly see how there are always at least a few chicks eyeing you. But I guess that's chalked up to guys being walking, talking rocks half the time. No, I'm not pulling your leg. You're too hard on yourself. Seriously, you've always been. The self-deprecating jokes can only take you so far before it's clear to see that you want someone to call yours. I just wanted you to know this Valentine's Day that I'd like to be that someone. Someone who thinks that you're more than enough. Yeah, sorry if I'm making this weird between us, but I made myself a promise. I've been dodging my own feelings for too long, and I'll be damned if I let someone else snatch you up because I didn't have the guts to do it myself. I can't tell you how long I've wanted to do that. Don't start getting too giddy just yet. There's still a gift that I would want to give you. Lay still for a sec. No, I'm not getting out from between your legs. You know, sleeping at the very bottom of a bed, hunched over with my ass sticking up, is actually how I usually sleep. Give me a break, Rumi. Ta-da! Your gift. It's me, dork. I'm taking charge since we've already gotten this far. You know how sometimes you just gotta rip the band-aid off to get the ball rolling? Otherwise, you'll never get anything done. Mm-hmm. Me telling you how I feel was the band-aid. This killer head I'm about to give you is me getting the ball rolling. Arch your back a bit. Let me slip off your boxers. Wow. Full mast already. What are you, psychic? Knew I was going to give you head the second I knocked, huh? God. And the smell. The mix of your body wash and a hint of sweat. It's you. Fuck. I can get addicted to this. All mind. Hey, stop squirming, dude. If I didn't want my face right up against your shaft with my nose buried in your balls, I wouldn't be here, would I? Just close your eyes and relax, okay? Take a deep breath and just focus on me, okay? You have nothing to worry about. Just enjoy your little Valentine's Day gift. Oh, fuck. You taste just as good as you smell. Oh, and you're already twitching like crazy, too. When was the last time you got your dick sucked? Never? Oh, shit. I've got to set a high bar for you, then. Holy hell. I'm salivating like crazy. I think slobbering on your cock is going to my head a bit. Might mess up your bed sheets. Sorry. Ahead of time. I'm smelling my scent on you already. Fuck, that's noxious. Is that a bit of my perfume already? You know, I didn't shower last night, so I'll probably end up marking my scent all over your bed. At least that'll keep away any other chick, right? It better. My God. I could just lay here all week, ass hanging in the air with my face buried in those heavy balls of yours. But I made you a promise. Since this is your first time getting some top, let's give you that deluxe package, I'll be careful around them. Just focus on my tongue, swirling around your sack. What a fucking combo. The taste. And the smell. Oh, I might come before you do. You mind if I finger myself a bit? Thanks. Remember, no peeking. Just focus on. Oh, fuck, sorry. Just focus on my mouth. Gargling. As my tongue juggles, swirls them around. Do you feel my spit coating every inch of them? Oh, yeah, sorry again. Oh, fuck, that's good. Just having my face buried at the base of your cock.
Oh, it's so hot and smelly. The good kind. Smells just like you. Oh, oh God. Oh, I don't get a headache. Oh, if I huff too much, let me suck a little harder.
I felt your dick pretty much punching me in the face as I was slobbering on your balls. Oh, it was jumping all over the place. But I'm not done with you quite yet. You don't get a cum until I do. Oh, I'm smelling more and more of my own scent all over you. Oh, holy shit, that's intoxicating. Oh, sorry. You probably think I'm being weird. Addicted to the smell of you. Oh, glad you don't judge, Rumi. Though, that might change when you catch me huffing on your towels one of these days. Oh, like I give you a chance to respond to that. Oh, I have some fun with your towels, your clothes, all of it. Pretty easy to cover my habit of huffing your stuff and rubbing my juices all over it. Since I do it for laundry day. Oh, surprise, you never caught me in the act. Oh, lean your head back. Oh, relax your body. You're tightening up again. Let go of those bed sheets. You're white and ugly, and just focus on my hot mouth going up and down. Up and down the length of this meaty fucking tree. Slicking it all up with my spit. Oh shit, I'm almost there. Honestly, I don't give a fuck if I squirt all over your bed. I hope you don't either. And when I come, you come. That's how this little Valentine's Day gift is gonna go. Bit selfish? Yeah, but I have a prime opportunity to smell you as much as I like. Mark my territory as much as I like. Shit. Suck this me fucking cock as much as I like. Prime fucking opportunity. I'll let that one slide, Rumi. Next time you mention that, I'll yank your balls. But they're a bit too slick right now. With my spit and lip gloss coated all fucking over them. Just because I get off from the scent of things. And I want to mark you all over as mine with my own smell doesn't make me some kind of dog. Does make me a bitch, though. Your bitch. Who is so fucking in love with this cock. In love with you that I'd be glued to you 24/7 if it meant I could rub my scent all over you. Taking a whiff when I sheath your dick into my throat. Right down to the base. It's driving me fucking nutty. Oh, pun intended. Oh, fuck.
now I feel you twitching. Oh, fuck. Oh, I wanted this to last longer. Oh, for my sake. But I've been edging myself for the past 5 minutes. Just come already, I'll do it with you. Oh, please. Please just pump your fucking seed into my throat. Oh, slam that meaty cock down my throat. Please, please. I just want to taste it. I'll argue it. That's it. Take my head. Get a good grip. Flush. And come for me. Come for me. Come, 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 come.
Oh, how was your first blowjob, Rumi? I'm glad I lived up to the hype. I pulled out all the stops for you. Sorry about your bed. I got my spit, my juices, some sweat. Fuck. All of it, all over your bed. And you, by the looks of it, I'll help clean you up once we're done here. That doesn't mean we're done now, Rumi. The last thing I need is some bitch to catch a whiff of you and think you're single. Not happening. I'm not done planting my scent all over you, marking you as mine. Are we crystal clear? Good. This isn't some lilac being crazy again thing, Rumi. I promise. I just need you to understand that you're not going to be alone this Valentine's Day or any other holiday for the matter. Ready to keep going? We might want to put down a few more blankets if we soaked your bed this much from just a sloppy blowjob. Wait, you love me too? Oh, well, I'm over the fucking moon right now. You don't even know, but I'm afraid we'll have to save that for another day. I have so, so much more planned for you as part of your gift, which is great for both of us because I just can't seem to get enough of this glorious, thick, smelly fucking cock. God, I'm getting ahead of myself though. Oh God, I fucking love you. Happy Valentine's Day, Rumi. Ready to unwrap the rest of your present?